Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Chuck Schumer is interfering in Israel's election. And we have TikTok in the news. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about what Chuck Schumer said about Israel and how he's meddling in their election. But before we get to that, I want to talk about TikTok. TikTok is in the news about being banned. And I'm really questioning it when you have Nancy Pelosi and you have other Democrats, and I call them Democrats, when you have them jumping in there, and they're happy about this ban with TikTok. Now, let me remind you, originally, they were all screaming, saying, leave TikTok alone, free speech, free speech. Then they knew what free speech was all about. But now they're all happy about TikTok being banned. When Nancy Pelosi is happy about something, you need to question it. And I think they're only doing this because they know how Republicans feel about a Chinese company controlling social media here in the United States of America. But, you know, this is about taking our freedoms away, taking freedom of speech away. And at the same time, they're making it to where you on social media no longer have a voice. And they want to come in and regulate what you can, what you can't see, what you can't say, what you can do on social media. This is a total totalitarian takeover by the federal government. And ultimately, this gives Joe Biden all the power that he needs to shut down X or Getter and True Social or any platform that he seems fit to shut down. To talk about this, I'm bringing on a young man, two young men. And these young men, one is a lawyer and the other is a young man that was on Facebook like me. He had over 38 million people on his Facebook page, and they took him down. Facebook, just here recently by President Trump, said they are the enemy of the people. And I completely agree with President Trump's statement on that. So to have this conversation and to go more into what's happening, I reached out to these young men. Or actually, I didn't reach out to them. I met this young lady named Jennifer and about a year ago. And she saw what was happening to me on Fascist Book. Can I call them Fascist Book? I mean, because that's how I feel they're treating me here. And she connected me with these young men, Jeff and Jason. And Jeff is the lawyer. Jason is with Social Media Freedom Fighter, Freedom Foundation, I'm sorry. And they know exactly what I'm going through. And I felt so alone about me being censored. And now that my business account has been hacked on Facebook, and Facebook is not even helping me. I've sent them all the information under the sun that they've been asking for, sent it to them early on, and now they're acting like I don't even exist. They just keep sending me surveys. How was our service? How was our service? It's completely disgusting. So I want to talk about that and how the connection possibly with TikTok. So without further ado, let's bring Jason and Jeff on. Jason, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Will.
Yes, yes. So sorry for, you know, kind of butchering your roles there.
That's okay. You got mine right.
Yeah. I'm working on it. So for everyone that's watching, I recently just met Jason and Jeff, via communication, various ways of communicating. And I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming on and talking with me about this situation, about how they're doing me and how they've done you. And is there a light at the end of the tunnel for any of us? I mean, it really looks dark. But at the same time, there's still hope, right? Because this November, I'm hoping that we're going to see some changes after this come November. So I guess let's start with Jason, and then we'll start with Jason. And Jason, tell us about your 38 million followers that, you know, how Facebook did you. I mean, now look, I lost 450,000 followers. I can't even imagine 38 million, right? So tell us about that real quick.
Well, that's actually how I met Jeff. We were in another at the time was representing me, and at the time I was getting wiped out by Facebook, and I tell people that I was sort of the OG of, you know, Facebook influencers. I was effectively an influencer before the was even coined. Built a massive audience, and I turned it into a marketing company, and I started making a ton of money, about like $300,000+ a month, and just like that, stole. And they claim that, you know, that they have a right to do so and do whatever they want. But of course, that's not really true. Private companies have to act within their own representation. They present themselves as a platform for all ideas, and yet they don't actually do what they say to do. And of course, that has implications on people like you. And while your audience may not necessarily be anywhere as big as mine was, and most people's aren't, the reality is that that feeling you get when you know, it, I try to make energy. It's like kind of like building a house on the volcano, and the volcano erupts. And if you're in the path of it, on. If you're not in the path of it, great. And then they tell you, come build your house back on the volcano again. And it's like, no, not until the volcano is at least regulated to some degree. And of course, the mission that Jeff and I set out on, and the reason why we've been in, you will, is that we are trying to stop tech stuff. Let me get the courts to understand how it all works.
Yeah. You know, this is, for me, hearing that story is really disturbing because, and you're right, they create these platforms. And you know, for example, like on YouTube, I remember early on when I was on YouTube, they were encouraging people to quit their jobs and become content creators. And that's kind of the impression that I received from Facebook, because they were encouraging people to do content on Facebook. You can make a living on Facebook. And people were doing that very thing. But as soon as they found out that you were saying something that someone there disagreed with, all of a sudden they were taking your pages down, your account down, banning, censoring, shadow banning, everything, like everything under the sun that they can do. And the way I look at it is like another civil war. Right. We're in a civil war, but it's not a civil war with bullets. It's a civil war on how to shut people down, shut their voices down, and to harm them financially, physically, mentally, every way you can think of without shooting bullets. Right. So let me ask you this. When it comes to, let me ask Jeff, when it comes to how TikTok is doing with this whole censorship, and now the federal government is now in the banning of social media tech companies. What does this look like for the rest of us? Because if the federal government now is banning companies, do we even have a chance?
I'm gonna let Jason talk about that a little bit more. I think he has some more appropriate insight on that. But I'd like to take a moment, if I may, Will. I think Jason was too right in describing what happened to him, about what they're doing. Is it okay if I spend a couple minutes on Jason?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because the TikTok thing is absolutely crazy. I mean, the big tech hide behind is the Communications Decency Act, Title 47, United States Code, Section 230. And it's a quasi-agent delegation type of thing. Congress set that up in 1996 to try to protect our children from internet filth, like pornography, not set up a carte blanche sovereign type immunity for big tech to commit anything and everything that would be illegal outside of the mythical ether of the internet, which is what for the past 26, 27 years, big tech has abused it to be. let's be real about what they did to Jason. Jason was bigger than BuzzFeed. And last time I checked, BuzzFeed's current wealth rating is over $2 billion, something like that. Jason was the fifth largest presence on the internet. And Facebook, in an effort to augment their corporate greed, all of the sudden, the free organic platform, come build your business. The waters are warm. Come on in. Everything's cool. You're safe here. Build your life here. It's cool. Well, after a little bit, Facebook got to thinking, hey, you know what? We can increase your organic reach for this paid for reach if you just pay us, pay us, pay us, pay us. It's optional though. It's voluntary. Wink, wink. Jason decided to not pay much into that. The next day, 2 days later, click of the button, Jason's 30 plus million followers are gone. Jason tries to get that reinstituted. He's asking them why. Why'd you do that? You're a racist. Oh yeah? Why am I a racist?
I mean, they literally said that you're racist, Jason?
Hold up. You posted a screenshot of a Disney movie, Pocahontas. You're a racist. That was their reason. But the true reason? All of this supposedly filthy CDA violative material, that was their Facebook's reason. They just didn't want Jason having it because Jason was making too good of a living and not breaking Facebook off enough cheddar. So they blatantly told one of Jason's competitors, you go ahead and get all of Jason's content, all of his pages, all of his fans, and we'll reinstitute it for you. So Jason had to fire sell his hard-earned company where he's making a beautiful living to a Los Angeles competitor. And the very next day, all of the racist, filthy content, none of which was true, that was on Jason's pages was click, put back up by Facebook for the Los Angeles competitor. Why? Because the Los Angeles competitor paid about $22 million to Facebook for their optional additional reach.
Oh, wow.
So lies, lies, lies as to why they killed Jason. There was nothing violative about his content. They just didn't like that he was part of the free program. Free existed.
You know what's disgusting to me is that when they hacked my account, they started putting all this pornographic images on there. Mark Zuckerberg was just up on Capitol Hill about all of this nonsense. And here is happening on my page. They're taking my identity. And let me tell you this, because I haven't talked to you since they've done this to me. The hackers that's on my page right now, they've taken an older picture that I put on there, a meme that I put on there, and they reposted it. And people started commenting on it, saying that, Will, you're back. We're glad to see you're back. And it's not even me. And Facebook knows that it's happening. So, okay, so we got to go to a quick break here. And when we come back from this break, we'll talk about that. Because this has nothing to do with Section 230. This has everything to do with the loopholes that's the hackers have inside of Facebook. So when we come back from this break, I want to get your take on it, okay? So don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. Let's get right back to this hacking and the way Facebook is destroying lives in America. Jeff, Jason, thank you so much for sticking around with me. So I have a hard time talking about myself when it comes to what's happening in my life. And I'm totally disgusted with it. I feel pretty much helpless, but I'm so glad that I've come in contact with people like you that have the experience and know how to approach this. So, Jeff, what do you think we can do? What should I do?
All right. First of all, you know, folks, whoever's out there listening, I've had some time now to get to know Will. Good man. Family man, a man of faith. I believe he's on the right side of politics and, you know, has the right voice there as well. And what you are seeing on his Facebook is not him. It's not him.
Thank you.
Please don't think it's him. It's not. What has happened is this. Facebook, and we're going to dig into this. We need your help. Maybe we'll get into that part in a little bit. I don't know. But we're willing to go to bat and fight for Will because what appears to have happened here is on the back door, as I call it, Jason should chime in with the techie verbiage momentarily. But on the back end, the back door, as the lawyer would say, Facebook has allowed hackers to come in and turn this good man, Will, turn his website into a bona fide porn site. It's not him. He has nothing to do with it. Will has tried everything under the sun. He has gone to local law enforcement. He has partook of the sham, I repeat, sham Facebook appeal process, grievance process. It doesn't exist. They're all robots. They're not real people. And it culminated with the robot from Facebook saying, oh, we have no power to take that porn off your sites, Will. Well, isn't that interesting? In 1996, the very law that these big tech titans hide behind was designed to eradicate porn from the internet. And now they're trying to destroy a good man in Will Johnson by inundating his sites with porn. Touch of irony there. Only it's not funny. It's not funny at all. So whoever's listening, please continue to support this man. He's a good man. He's on the right side of things. Don't let what you're seeing on his Facebook stuff dissuade you from your opinions of Will Johnson, the person. It's not him. We're going to fight for him. We think at the very least, it's negligent design on Facebook's part to allow hacking on the back end, to allow some perp to come in on the back end of what's supposed to be airtight and plaster Will's pages with porn, and then respond to Will by saying, oh, sorry, we're the actual specialist designed to help you with that, Will, but we can't do anything. It's going to stay there. You're going to be a porn star now.
Yeah, what? You know, it's really amazing because I've had people that don't like me these leftists, I'm going to go ahead and say it, these are leftists they don't like me. They don't like that I'm a Christian, that I support Trump, I love America. They've taken pictures on my Facebook page and they followed me over to X. And when I put a post on X, they would say, oh, he calls himself a Christian, but look, he's putting all this pornographic information on his Facebook page. I sent them the link to my Give, Send, Go, where I have a video there explaining what's happening to me. And they go, oh, that's BS. That's not true. After 7 years of having this, I've dedicated my Facebook page to Almighty God. I don't ever curse. I don't ever call for violence. I do show the violence in this world, and I've never, ever shown nudity. And they still, and now they're attacking me saying that I'm doing it on purpose. And just like you said, I'm not doing it. I've asked repeatedly to Facebook to take it down, but they won't take that down. But they're quick to take down Jason's content. They're quick to take down my content. So would you say, because a lot of people look at this and it's like, well, does Will Johnson actually have a case?
Yeah, Will Johnson has a case. I think of numerous causes of action right off the bat. Negligent design, tortious interference with economic relations and business relationships, unfair competition, discrimination, extortion, fraud. Would you like me to go on? Yeah, you have a case. But Facebook and all these other big texters realize that it takes money to fight them. And they realize that they can kill a lot of people who just can't have the funding to fight back. It's a business model, a nefarious, crooked business model meant to pinch people out, kill voices. And do you think it's a coincidence, Will, that you're trying to kill your voice right around the election cycles? There's no coincidences here.
You know, I was thinking that. I said, you know, I'm like, wow, this, what are the odds in this?
By the way, guess when they crushed Jason? October 2016, right around that election cycle.
October 19th. Really? Yep, right before the election, month before. So remember the 300 Russian accounts that they supposedly shut down for election interference? They right. announced it back in. Yeah, I was apparently one of those Russian accounts. So we're.
You don't sound Russian to me.
No. I mean, I think there's some origin of Ukraine in there, way deep. But aren't they at war with Russia? But
they
no, I mean,
be on your side then, right?
Yeah, there were 60 plus others that I know of personally that were also shut down. They were all. The reality was that the arrogance of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook is they thought that they could just shut down a few pages and control it. And let me actually explain how this has evolved. They thought they could control, you know, the election that way. That didn't work. Trump made it in. So then they had to actually come out from behind the shadows. Then they just started censoring blatantly, which we saw coming into the 2020 election, right? Everybody was getting shut down, right? Across the board. And now they've come to realize that, wow, we can't even stop it with that, right? This is the government trying to censor. It's a war of attrition and a war of information and context. They have to shut everybody down, right? Because they're trying to control the narrative and they can't control it, especially if you get companies like X and True Social and companies that can circumvent it. I mean, look what you got now. You got Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon trying to get on conservative news because the left-wing news is dying. Nobody cares about the propaganda anymore. Too many people have woken up. So what did they do? Well, there's your perfect transition into the TikTok ban. The reality now is that since they can't control the information on the sites, now they're going to control the sites themselves. They're going to call them foreign adversaries, and they're going to shut them down at the whim of the president. And everybody says, well, wait a second. That can't happen. It says, it defines, it's got to be foreign. It's got to be foreign. It's got to be foreign. Well, tell that to the SEC, who funded private companies who now use government-funded tools to censor domestically.
Yeah.
We're already dealing with that right now. In fact, if you had watched the interview between Tucker Carlson and Mike Benz, it's exactly what he's talking about. They don't care about it being foreign. They abuse every power they have, and this, like every other power, will be abused. The reality is that I don't even think we have red-blue lines anymore. I know we don't have race lines anymore. The line is simply this. There is the haves and the have-nots, and they're trying to keep us all in the have-not category.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. So a lot of people have asking me how soon could, you know, we move forward with the, how soon should we move forward with the lawsuit against Facebook, what they've done to me, because again, this has nothing to do with Section 230, has everything to do with them destroying my identity now, has everything to do with they have open back door to people's businesses. These are businesses, and they're all screaming right now, TikTok, TikTok, and it's going to hurt the small business, but they've been hurting small businesses for the longest. So is this something that we need to move on very quick, or is it just like everything else, it becomes time?
I view these cases as the antithesis of fine wine. They do not get better with the passage of time. Will, yes, as soon as humanly possible, you should get moving. And we're here for you when that time comes. We are 6 years deep into Jason's litigation campaign, 3 trips to the Northern District of California, 3 trips to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and 2 trips to the United States Supreme Court, starting 6 years ago, before, well, anyone else knew what this was even about. So the term trailblazer would be pretty appropriate for me and Jason. The term pioneer would be pretty appropriate for me and Jason. And I'm not one to toot horns. It's just reality. Will, you need support? We're here for you. The passage of time does not help. I think what they've done to you and what we've discussed, Will, on the phone and whatnot over the past few weeks, and you've got a ripe lawsuit on your hands right now, my friend.
I want to add something to what Jeff's saying.
Go ahead.
Mind if I add something real quick?
Go ahead.
So on top of what Jeff's saying here, which is, you know, the sooner the better. One thing that should be considered is that, and this is the point of even reaching out to us. I mean, as you said, our mutual friend had reached out to me because I've become known. Now I know that there's a lot of trolls out there who say, well, you lost hands down. We did. We lost a lot. And that's because courts have not caught up. However, we have caught up. We understand, between Jeff and I and some of our other counsel and so forth, we understand the protections that Section 230 allows, and the courts are starting to come around. We finally have cases that are saying exactly what we've been saying, as he said, as a pioneer. We've been saying it since 2019. Right. Product design defects have nothing to do with the protections of Section 230. And what I would suggest, and this is just, you know, nobody wants to go into litigation, right? This is it's a pain. It's difficult. It's tasking, it's trying, it's financially. So I would say this, that I hope that if somebody from Facebook sees this, understand, Will has the right people on his team now. We understand this better than anybody.
There. Yeah, hold it right there, because we got to go to another quick break. And I want to get your take on that and how people can support what we're doing here, because it needs to be done. It needs to be done. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code Unites One, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code Unites One.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back. Let's go right back to the gentleman, Jeff and Jason. I want to go ahead and let Jason complete his thought, what he was saying right before we went to the break. Jason, go ahead.
What I was saying is that Facebook should watch this and pay close attention, because they know that we know they know we know what we're doing. I know that's one of those little funny things back and forth, but no, the reality is that we have 6 years of litigation under our belt. We know exactly what's going on with Section 230. We are challenging the constitutionality of this law. And the reality is if we come into this, we know exactly what we're dealing with. They're not going to be able to get away with this as easily as they can. So the point is, let's avoid litigation. Turn his stuff back on, give it back to him, fix it. Yeah. That's all it would take right here, is just get him back to his page. Give Will his stuff back so he can clean up his page, do your job, and clean up the filth. That would be as simple as handing it back to the person who owns the page about himself. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and you know what? My page has lost over 100,000 followers. Over 100,000 followers. Because people, like, I can't stand looking at it. I can't stand seeing it. And it's, of course, it's my identity. So this is like a form of identity theft, right? So right now, my biggest thing is because we know time is really not on our side when it comes to this, I need as much help as possible. And that's the reason why I have you gentlemen come on to talk about this, because if we actually have something that we can go forward to Facebook and to the world and show them how they are actually wronging the American people, this will help bring light to that. When you say, Jeff?
Yeah, bring light is an understatement. Social media giants have no right to influence economics, politics, philosophies, ideologies, you name it. They have no right to delete people like you will. That is what they are doing. They are deleting you. They are slowly bleeding you to death. You've lost 100,000 important followers so far who think you're a porn star because of them.
And that's
it. It is ugly. It is atrocious. I repeat, it's not Will. Was I loud enough? Did I frame my mouth? Y'all got that? It's not Will. Will needs your help, folks. This has to be fought, and it has to be fought quickly before Will is down to this many followers. Because that's what they're trying to do to this good man. You know, death by a million paper cuts. Just keep on putting up the porn and make it look like Will. And that is the antithesis of a good man, a Christian man, a good father, a good conservative voice, a good human being. Please support him. He needs help so that we can make this right. Thanks, yeah, folks, for listening. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, ever since I've talked to you, and I've never thought in a million years that I would have to create like a give, sing, go for anything like this. You know, maybe something like helping get a new equipment, or, you know, just for my studio, et cetera, but not for my identity. They're taking my name and spreading it out there, saying like I'm putting this pornographic stuff out there. And people are leaving comments right now on the chat saying that, Will, I don't see it on your page, but I see it in your stories. Well, the stories are reaching millions of people. And it looks like they're boosting it even. It looks from, because, you know, if you go on Facebook, when you see someone on Facebook and their profile picture and has a little blue ring around it, that means something is being boosted. So it's telling me that they're spending money to boost this pornographic images on Facebook.
You mean Facebook is taking money to advance pornography?
You ever seen when someone is live or when they boost something and it goes active? Yeah. I mean, so let me ask you this. A lot of people go, who cares about Facebook? Should we even care? Because some people say, just get off of Facebook. Or some people say, we'll just create a new page. But it was income for me. I was making a decent living from it. And now they've taken it all away.
Should we care if other people are being hurt?
Should we care? Social media, hands down, is the new public forum. It's the new public square. It's the new town square. It is the news. Should we care about four or five mega trillionaires controlling voice and thought and the livelihood of human beings? You're damn right we should care. And it should start with some of you supporting Will to fight back. We've been in it for 6 years. We've proven ourselves as fighters. Will needs a little bit of help, and we're happy to fight for him too.
Well, I appreciate it. I want to put the Gifts and Go link up on the screen if we can, just so everyone can see it. The link is there, but can you put the page up there so everyone can see it too? Yeah, go ahead. Let's put it up there, full screen. Make it full screen, yeah. There it is. There's my Gifts and Go. I put a video there explaining what's going on with my Facebook page. And I need your assistance. I need your help. So please go to giftsandgo.com/GBX26. Or you can even go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you can see it. And these gentlemen have the knowledge. They've been in the trenches of this. And when my case came right before them, they're looking at it like, wow, well, look at this. I mean, I'm not saying that my case could be the icing on the cake, but this has nothing to do with them with content or saying, you know, racist or hateful. It's nothing like that. It's the complete opposite. This, to me, from where I'm sitting, of course, where I'm sitting, it's a solid case, but it needs funding. It needs your help. I need your help to make this happen. And we can make this happen. We can actually stick it to them. And this could become a worldwide exposure to what's happening. So, Jason, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. Tell everyone really quick how they can connect with you, like 30 seconds each.
For me, socialmediafreedom.org. It is a 501c3. We are dedicated specifically to this, to protecting freedoms online. I am the founder of it. And of course, because We've all been hurt by social media, and we are slowly bringing them back to it. So again, it's socialmediafreedom.org. And any other attorneys or anybody that wants to find out more information, we have a lot of the case law and documents and so forth on there about what exactly we're fighting here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Jeff?
Yeah, thank you, Will. My name is Jeff Graber. The name's been butchered for over four decades, so that's G-R-E-Y. Oh, there it is. The spelling's correct. G-R-E-Y-B-E-R. There's the website right there, graberlaw.com. Email is jgraber@graberlaw.com. Yeah, we're here to help.
I think we specialize in this too now, right? You're one of the very few that specialize in social media law at this point.
I mean, you know, 6 years ago when we started this, I mean, the internet has not been that old, folks. It's not like we can turn back the law book annals from 400 years ago. I would consider us pretty cutting edge. And again, awesome. I just can't state enough how wronged Will has been and continues to be, and he needs your help, folks. So we hope we can get that done. Thank you, Will, for having
us. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Okay, everybody, when we come back, you're going to hear from Chuck Schumer and what's happening with Israel. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Oh, we got a lower third. I'm not Jeff here, so that's all good. We're going to go back to Will Johnson because that's who I am. Thank you so much. Now, let me talk about this because, you know, Chuck Schumer came out today basically saying that we need to turn our backs on Israel. We need to turn our backs on our biggest ally that we have in that region of the world. But he's more concerned about the elections in Israel than he is the elections here in the United States of America, I guess because they're looking to destroy the elections here. Mike Lindell is on Capitol Hill today, or he sent the information to the Supreme Court today in D.C. about the elections here in the United States of America. Isn't it something, Shannon, that Mike Lindell sends this information to the Supreme Court about the elections here. And Chuck Schumer today, of all days, he's talking about meddling in the election, interfering in elections of Israel.
That's actually interesting. Yes, it's happening today.
What's the coincidence on that?
It's actually happening today, right? Mark Lindell is doing his...
He wasn't going to do it Friday, but he moved it up to today. And now Chuck Schumer today is talking about the elections in Israel. Is it a coincidence?
Well, what are the odds in that? Schumer's just a hypocrite, right?
Because, he is a total hypocrite.
Because they've long said, oh, how dare Russia interfere with our elections. And here he's literally advocating for us to interfere into Israel's election. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So let me play this for you. This is a clip that I want to share with you. This is Chuck Schumer, where he's talking about the elections in Israel, and he's wanting to have elections redone so Benjamin Netanyahu is not there. Watch.
The fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has all too frequently bowed to the demands of extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir and the settlers in the West Bank. I have known Prime Minister Netanyahu for a very long time. While we have vehemently disagreed on many occasions, I will always respect his extraordinary bravery for Israel on the battlefield as a younger man. I believe in his heart he has his highest priority is the security of Israel. However, I also believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir. And as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. Prime Minister
Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that last comment? Listen one more time. Let me just play it one more time just in case you missed it. Listen to this. This dude is demonic, and people are leaving comments saying that Chuck Schumer is demonic. Listen to this last part, and I'm going to stop it again. Watch.
The civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows.
Split screen.
Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah.
It cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. Really? Really? This dude is so evil.
Well, do you remember, wasn't it Biden that called Iran a pariah?
He sure did.
And now...
No, it wasn't Iran. It was Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, that's right.
He called Saudi Arabia a pariah.
Right.
And then went over there on his knees, hands and knees, groveling, hat in hand, saying, drill more oil for us.
Do you know that Israel's literally been our closest ally? They have helped
they're
us
the
with
biggest
so much
ally.
Intelligence and everything else because they're right there in the Middle East. And then he has the nerve to actually say that about our biggest ally. Everybody should be concerned because this is the new Democrat Party. They want full control. And if you don't do what they want you to do, they will take you down. And we're not just talking about Israel. If you think he's doing this in Israel, you don't think he wants to do that here in
America?
They're
doing it here. They're already doing it here.
That's my point.
They feel so emboldened that they can do it anywhere in the world. Now, listen to this one. This one kind of surprised me. Go ahead and split screen it. This is Mitch McConnell. Now, Chuck Schumer, he's the Jewish person. Mitch McConnell, he's not. Chuck Schumer's against Israel, but Mitch McConnell's not. Listen.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel, at home and in captivity, deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments.
And what he's talking about, there's been two major times that Israel was even backing it, basically sponsoring it, basically, about having Palestine have their own state. Israel was all for it. But they did not want to have their own state because they don't want Israel to exist. The only way that the Palestinian people believe in having their own state is that no Israel at all. Israel doesn't exist at all. But Israel was trying to help them have their own state. But they didn't want that. They didn't want it. They tried multiple times. Now, listen to this one. This is really quick with Tom Cotton. You want to read this, Shannon? Because it's kind of small for me. Read this real quick because I want to get to this next clip about this before we run out of time here.
Chuck Schumer's demand for new Israel's election is inappropriate and offensive. Israel is a close ally and a healthy, vibrant democracy. The last thing Israel needs is the foreign election interference that Democrats so often decry here. Besides, the main elections that worry Chuck Schumer aren't Israel's, but our elections, because the rampant anti-Semitism that the Democrat Party has allowed to fester in its ranks is massively unpopular with the pro-Israel American public. Chuck Schumer should remove the log in his own party's eye before he whines about the speck in Israel's eye.
That's deep right there. And you know he's referring to scripture in the Bible. He's not saying, you know, it's a quote in there, right? Because he's wanting to remove the plank, you know? I mean, this is wild. Chuck Schumer's Jewish. Or I guess he's Jewish in name only. What it comes down to, is he Jewish in name only? Well, I have one from Mike Johnson. To my understanding, Mike Johnson's not Jewish. Mitch McConnell's not Jewish. And I really don't side with Mitch McConnell because Mitch McConnell, he's a straight up rhinocrat. And there's some people that don't like Mike Johnson. And you know what? There's a lot of people that don't like Mitch McConnell and Mike Johnson because they're saying that we need to stay out of Israeli's election. How dare you help those Zionists? That's how they say it, right? But they're okay with Chuck Schumer. Make that make sense. And some of these people call themselves conservatives, Republicans. Well, listen to Mike Johnson as he's addressing Chuck Schumer's interference in Israeli's election.
Good afternoon. We are here at the House Republican Issues Conference. And as we were in a work session here within the last half hour, there was a buzz among the audience as people were seeing notices come across their phone as something that was rather shocking to us. We saw the remarks from Senator Chuck Schumer calling for new elections in Israel. And we want to speak very clearly and concisely to say that this is not only highly inappropriate, it's just plain wrong for an American leader to play such a divisive role in Israeli politics while our closest ally in the region is in an existential battle for its very survival. We need to be standing with Israel, and we need to give our friends and allies our full support. We have to stand with and support them right now. But what you're seeing from the White House, and clearly from the Senate Democrats, is really exactly the opposite. They seem to be standing with and supporting Iran and its proxies instead. This is an extension of the Democrats' foreign policy that has projected weakness on the world stage and undermined our allies around the world. The most important election, in our view, is not what may happen in Israel, but the one that is needed right here in the United States. It will happen in November, and it cannot get here soon enough.
That's the key right there. It cannot get here soon enough. It can't get here soon enough. Sad thing is, it looks like that there's some Republicans jumping ship just because they hate Trump. Now that Trump is the man, it's been confirmed. I mean, we already knew that Trump was the man. He was going to be the one that's going to be on the ticket. But now that it's been confirmed that he's on the ticket, there's Republicans in Colorado that's jumping ship. And it looks like it's going to sway the House to the Democrats. And you know who becomes the Speaker of the House if that happens? They're already gearing Jeffrey Hakeem for that position. And once he gets in that position, he's going to be worse than Nancy Pelosi. All of the cases, everything, the support for Israel, the money not going to Ukraine, all of that's going to change. Looking into Joe Biden's criminal activity, all of that comes to a screeching halt. It's going to be like all of this work that they've done has been for nothing. The Republicans need to get their act in the gear and make the stuff happen right now. Cut the red tape. Stop. I'm trying to stop playing around. Stop playing around and do it now. Stop playing around. They shouldn't even, Chuck Schumer and what they're doing here is nothing new. But he's just saying it out loud now. Saying it out loud. Thank you, everybody. Please, if you would, go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Support me on my website. You can see it right at the top. I need your funding to fight this. This is like this. When they said this before, there's been no case like this. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Absolute Truth with Elmer Robson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.